Are we on? Is that what that means? Sliding those little levers up there means mics are live?
God, I hope so.
Is there still music playing? What's happening right now, Julie? Julie's running the board for us right now. Thank you, Julie.
You're welcome.
Love you.
She slid those sliders very seductively. I don't know if you picked
did.
Up on
yeah.
that.
Yeah, yeah. His long fingers.
Well, I don't have my leather jacket, so I had to do something.
I know. Okay. Yeah. Bring the fingers out. Without the jackets, the fingers. So we have Randy on the show.
Hey, Ken.
What's
How's
going
it going?
On, man?
How you been?
It's been a while. When was we're in season three? Are we in season three or season two? I don't even remember. I don't even know what's going on with my own show. Anyway, it's been a little while since we had you on the show.
Yeah, yeah. I was surprised you invited me back, you know, after that first one or second one, whatever it was.
Dude, I always laugh so much when you just the things that come out of your mouth. And David is not here. People who have listened to the last show, if these come out in order, it's all up to David. If people who listened to the last show will know that David is, he's at the vet. That's what we determined, right? Because it's cheaper. Hip surgeries are cheaper at the vet. Mm-hmm. But we just got a picture of his meal. And man, that's fancy. That's a fancy meal. Anyway, so David is out because he's undergoing hip surgery.
Hip surgery. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Fit for a king there. And when was the actual surgery?
Thursday, June 9th.
It's Tuesday. No, it's Thursday. It's a week. Dude, show up. Don't be a pussy. Come on, man.
David, seriously. I mean, what time was the surgery? I mean, yeah,
that's right. He should have been here last Thursday. Yeah. Come out of the anesthetic. You're good.
Right. It's even better on anesthetic.
Now get better,
yeah.
David.
Yeah. Now get better, man. We love you. Or at least that's what you say live.
He'll be much better by the time this.
Yeah. He might be obviously actually be able to catch me at that point. Maybe I should be careful about what I say about David. Even though we do love him. No, so we haven't had you on the show for a while, and there was actually, did I tell you that, or have we covered that? We had another guy on the show, his name is Jim. He became a fan of the show,
mm-hmm.
and he became a fan of yours.
Oh, really?
He's an exec, we're not going to say who he works for or anything like that, because he didn't want to talk about work or anything mm-hmm. like that. But he's an exec with a big company, like a seriously big company. Mm-hmm. And he liked your Randy's rules.
The four rules, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the four rules.
Yeah, they're great.
So for a refresher for people, what are Randy's rules?
Well, it's the four things any employee can do to make their boss happy. And basically, if you work for a living, if you do these four things, you're probably going to be in pretty good shape. And rule number one is do what you say you're going to do.
Yeah.
Rule number two is finish what you start. Rule number three is stay busy doing productive work. And rule number four is confront problems immediately. If you do those four things, most of your problems get worked through. Yeah.
And you expand on those.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, can we mention that?
Sure.
You're currently the COO,
mm-hmm.
Chief Operating Officer over at PESCO.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Big oil and gas support industry company here locally. Big employer locally. And so those rules were actually posted on the PESCO website.
Oh, are they? Yeah.
I know, because I put them there.
Okay, that's right. I think we did a series of stories on them, didn't we?
Yeah, we did, yeah. And you expanded on the whole thing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
There's a whole explanation and philosophy behind each one of those rules. But yeah, Jim, he wrote them down. He uses them in his personal life and in his professional life. So,
you know, for those evolved over 20 years in business, and they really, really served me well.
Yeah.
And I think most people that follow them, it really serves them well.
Yeah. Nice.
And they're simple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense. But that's what you do, right? You're a consultant, mm-hmm. like a business consultant. But more than that's not even how to explain it. So what do you do?
Well, I'm on hiatus right now because the PESCO job keeps me pretty busy.
Yeah.
But you know, it was a lot of leadership development, executive coaching,
Coaching, that's a better word. Yeah.
So basically, I help people succeed in what they want to do.
Right on.
Yeah. So do my best anyway. It's a lot of fun. I enjoy that.
So I want my portfolio to grow to about at least $2 million.
Okay. Well, you're on the right track.
Start coaching. Mm-hmm. Let me hear it.
Well, this is not intended to be any financial advice.
This is not. I listen to the YouTube guys all the time, right? And they're like, "This, I'm not a financial advisor.
That's
this is not financial advice. I'm just a dude in my garage, half-converted garage, posting YouTube videos."
Well, I'll tell you what.
Do this.
Best rule is, and that's buy low and sell high.
It is. I actually just posted that on. Here's timing at it for anybody who knows me personally. You'll know when we recorded the show. I just posted it on Facebook today.
Really?
I'm super excited about my portfolio. Mm-hmm. It's another day the market is tanking, and I'm like, yes!
Because you get to buy more.
I know. Everything's on sale. Yeah. It's like a fire sale. It's awesome. Yeah.
I got out on Tuesday, so it was a good move.
You do more trading, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was talking with a Merrill Lynch advisor, and he said, so do you invest in stocks? And I said, well, I do more trading. And he goes, oh, you're a trader. I said, yeah, I'm a trader. He said, no, I said traitor. Because I guess they make money by people investing and buying and holding.
Right.
But I haven't had as much luck with that. Although I probably would have done better this year by buying and holding. So
mine is self-managed. So every time, and I don't sell. Mm-hmm. I just don't sell. So I've got a bunch of holdings. But every time the market dips, I get super excited about the sale, and I throw more money in there than what I already just do on a regular basis,
because
I've got like an automated kind of thing going. Mm-hmm. And so it brings my average per share down. So every time the market dips, I'm like, oh, sweet. And so I buy in more. And when it goes up just a little bit, I make better profits because I got super excited when the market was down.
You have more shares. And over time, that's the best way. It's proven to be the best way to invest. I generally buy a stock and have a goal.
Right.
And when I hit that goal, I get out. So sometimes I'm in a stock for 15 minutes.
I did a little bit of
that. I don't
have
the time to do a lot of it right now. But
did you do any crypto stuff?
No, not really. I didn't understand it well enough.
I really have
to understand a little better.
Yeah. I have some, and really it's just Bitcoin and Ethereum. I mean, the rest of it's just gambling. That's how I kind of feel about it. Bitcoin and Ethereum are proven, established, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, so I do those. I was doing a few other ones, including Dogecoin, back in, 2019 or something? And I was betting. I was betting that the spike was supposed to come like it actually did, and I was wanting to double my money. So I threw money in four different cryptos and doubled my money and then got out.
Oh, nice.
Had I left it in there, it would be worth so much more.
Yeah.
Because it just went parabolic. It just went completely nuts. But that's what I did. I set a goal, and I reached that goal. I was like, boom, done. I'm out. So that was kind of, I restricted my trading to kind of that arena, but with stocks, it was all
I have a friend investing. Who bought his first Bitcoin at $600.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many has he had?
Oh, I don't know that he expended much. He's probably got four or five now, but
I want this, if you know who you are, if you're listening, because you're going to recognize this number, I'm not going to call out your name, but I want him to prove it. 21. He says he bought 21 bitcoins a long, long time ago.
Wow.
And has them offline. So he's not really interested in dealing with it at this point, but he has them. He's got 21.
Wow.
Bitcoins. I'm like,
$600
you realize
grand, isn't it? Yeah.
At this point, we're at 30 grand a piece.
Yeah.
So when we were talking about it, it was up over a million.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Because it was up like 60. Mm-hmm. It had come down from like 70 where it was and all that kind of stuff. So,
yeah. That's a lot of fun, buying, selling stocks.
Yeah.
Obviously, you just get part of that. You buy.
I'm addicted to it.
Yeah.
I can't put my phone down.
Yeah.
I don't trade, but I look at my phone every 15 minutes. I'm like, what's it doing now? Yeah.
Today I was in the shop and I stopped for a second to look at an email on my phone, and somebody walked up to me and said, hey, quit checking your stocks. You know, I said, dude, I'm checking an email. It's work related.
So Jerry tells me every day. So she finally knows. So in the mornings, we just kind of get together, have some coffee, do some chit-chatting, mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff, and then I go to work. But she knows I'm not looking at Facebook. That's right. Not what's happening. It's first part of the day. I'm looking at stocks. I'm looking at the headlines. I'm looking at what's going on with the investing strategies. And getting that done. There is a dog in this bar right now. I just got super, super beautiful distracted. Dog. That's badass. I'm going to have to go pet that at some point.
It's a husky. I've got one of those. Yeah. He's a weird dog, too. So weird. He's very vocal. So
Huskies are. They can be. Yeah,
yeah. And he is. And he'll growl like he's going to tear your head off. But he's just talking to you.
Just talking.
But it's very intimidating, especially if he's growling and he's got his nose in your nuts, you know, and so you come to visit me. He's like, what do I do here? No, he's just, you know, he's not going to hurt you. That's not really reassuring.
Where have you been?
That's right. But they're great dogs.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What do you think, Julie?
I thought you were going to break out into a joke. Your dog walks into a bar. I was waiting for the punchline.
Oh, my God. That's perfect.
Yeah. I told that joke last week, didn't I?
Did you?
Heard about the man who walked into the bar. He said, ow.
Yeah. Yeah. Should we pay some bills?
Not yet.
Let's do it. Let's pay bills, man.
You want to pay bills early?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll pay bills early.
Yeah.
I thought I was running the show, but that's okay. All right. We're going to pay bills.
Okay.
About to take a pause for the cause. Funny. I've always wanted to say that. Sit tight. David and Ken will return before you know it.
Looking for a fun way to cool off and enjoy some river action this summer?
Dave and I suggest Desert River Guides. It's great for your entire family.
Check out their website. That's at desertriverguides.com. Make your reservations today.
Or you can give them a call, 505-427-7734. That's 505-427-7734.
Desert River Guides, 109 East Pinon Street in Farmington, New Mexico.
Hi, my name is Tammy Reiser, and I'm the owner of Encore Coffee. I'm a retired teacher. In 2019, diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer. I wasn't quite ready to be done yet. My son actually came up with the name Encore because it's my second act, and I wanted to give back to the community that took such good care of me during my cancer treatment. So for more information, it's EncoreCoffeeShop.com.
Oh, hi there. I need some marketing. Who do you recommend?
Ken Collins Marketing.
Well, okay then. I'll probably just get a hold of KenCollinsMarketing.com.
The sea, the back. Bladders emptied, personalities refreshed.
Back on the air? What do I need? I need a female voice to offset what's happening. You're the female voice here, Julie. Go ahead.
I do. What do you want me to say? I can use some Okie speak. Yeah, the Okies are playing.
Oh, do it.
It's very
Okie speak.
What do you want me to talk like this? I'm from Oklahoma, you know.
Are you?
Yes.
My family's from Oklahoma.
My dad always called it Okla by God Homa.
Okla by God Homa.
That's right. And the Sooners are playing. The women's softball team's playing tonight for the championship.
Okay.
Playing against Texas.
Right.
So.
What do you think about when you hear women's softball?
Watch it now. You really better watch it. Tread lightly.
Yeah.
Have you seen how fast they throw that ball under him?
They're super fast. You know, I mean, Dad, love you, man. Love you. But he, when I was a kid, he was playing fast pitch softball as an adult here in Farmington, and he used to play with the cops. I'm pretty sure he played with the cops, like on the cop team or whatever, because we just had all these cop friends. And so some of those guys, what the shit? Whatever, they're throwing it underhand, and they show up to the game, and it's like, I'm like, what? How's that even possible? That was underhand.
Right.
He ended up, so this is the part I'm sorry about. He ended up breaking his ankle playing softball.
Oh, wow.
So he slid in the base, He slid in the base and broke his ankle. But we were kids, mm-hmm. and kids are cruel. And so we gave him shit for years mm-hmm. that he fell off his second base and broke his ankle. Playing softball. Because that's what kids do. And I still find it funny. So I'm still a child. Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever, what sports do you ever play?
Baseball as a kid, yeah. and then just basketball for fun and football when okay. I was younger. But I'm too old for that now. Just
yeah, I don't play sports.
You make
anymore.
A cut in basketball and you can throw something out, and it takes weeks to heal.
Right.
The older you get.
I always sucked at basketball. I played baseball when I was a kid. Here's a funny thing. Another funny thing. My mom taught me how to throw baseball.
Oh wow!
And when I was a little kid, like little league, way little league. I could wing the shit out of a baseball. Like, I was super good. Mm-hmm. My arm was so strong. And Mom was the one that taught me how to throw. But it's just because Dad was always working. So Mom was the one that was there. She taught me how to throw a baseball, and I was playing baseball. But I was super shy. I was like a meek, mild-mannered little child, like very seriously. Yeah. And so... I was always afraid of being hit mm-hmm. by the ball mm-hmm. when I was batting. Mm-hmm. And so the coaches would never play me. And I thought that was bullshit. And so that was my first, how old was I? Maybe 10. I think I was around 10, somewhere around there. Mm-hmm. It was the first time I ever stood up for myself. So I went and told the coach. Of course, I was bawling. I was bawling my head off. Mm-hmm. And I told him he was a horrible coach and that... I was never going to play baseball ever, 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 ever again. And it was all his fault. Mm-hmm. And I quit. And I went to play soccer. And I wanted to be goalie. And what's happening? They're like kicking
Balls right at you, straight at me.
Yeah. And then they're wanting me to jump on that thing when there's like feet with cleats flying around my face. And I'm like, what the hell, man? And so I could not stay in there. And I had a coach. What was his name? It was Billy. It was Billy Butler's dad. I had this coach. He was badass. Mm-hmm. And so he was best coach I ever had. He took me to the side, and I'm 10, 11 years old at this point. I'm just starting to kind of notice girls and the whole thing. And so he took me to the side, and he's like, look, man, I need you to stay in there. Mm-hmm. I need you to get that ball. Like, that's your entire job. You need to get that ball. I'm like, but coach... it's going to hurt. Like, they're kicking, and it's just going to hurt. He's like, hey, I'm not going to lie to you. He said, you might, that ball might hit you in the face. Mm-hmm. He said, somebody might kick you in the face. He said, and if that happens, it's going to hurt. I'm not going to lie to you at all. He said, you might even end up with a scar because of it. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing, dude.
Chicks dig scars.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, yes. And so I was actually a badass goalie. He knew exact right thing to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds like a good coach.
Yeah. He was a really, really good coach. We went undefeated.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know what the hardest thing about playing soccer is?
I feel an insult coming. Go ahead.
Telling your parents you're good.
Okay, I'm okay with that. Okay, it's the largest sport in the world.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, very popular. And it takes a ton of skill.
Football.
Yeah, that's right.
It's only Americans that call it soccer.
Yeah.
And they put girls on the field. You know what? Actually, I watched.
We're just trying to piss Julie off.
I know. We're trying. I'm trying to get her to say something. Here's a funny thing. I watched some videos about this on YouTube. You watch, like, at the pro level, like big level, mm-hmm. These women playing soccer. I've noticed this. We were not like this. I've only ever played it up to high school level. Mm-hmm. And I haven't played it since. But you watch these adult women playing soccer, and they're doing it. And then you watch these adult men playing soccer, and they fake being hurt
mm-hmm, right.
so many times.
What, have you watched any NBA games this season?
No, I don't. No, I'm not a sports guy.
They take professional acting classes. I really
think they must. Yeah. They're trying to get the penalty. Mm-hmm. I'm like, dude, just come on, man.
Right. I like when they show it in a replay.
Right.
You see the guy. Didn't even touch him. And the guy goes.
Yes, that's what I was saying.
It's so ridiculous.
Like
women
horrible acting.
It's horrible.
No, women are doing it like I was doing in high school, right? Mm-hmm. I was taking great pride in actually trying to break the shin of anybody that would try and cross me
right.
on that field. Yeah. Like, bring it, man. I'm going to win this thing. Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. Yeah, go home bloody. Actually, that's why my knees don't work anymore. So there you go. Keep playing soccer, kids. So what's going on with you, man?
Man, I have been working so much.
I know.
Yeah.
That's kind of the story.
I love what I do. I love what I do. I have a great team of people that work with me. And we spend our days working the problems.
Yeah.
And that's what business is figuring out a better way to solve problems. So have a lot of fun doing that.
You know what? You guys do a lot of innovation and they were doing it before you got there, mm-hmm. and they're doing it even more since you've been there, mm-hmm. helping them out. It's just kind of who they are, PESCO, as a company. And this isn't really a commercial for PESCO, but if I were to make a commercial for PESCO, I think I actually mm-hmm. pitched this at one point. Mm-hmm. My dad, when I was growing up, my dad was an independent welder here in the oil field. And so a while back, when I first started working at PESCO, I was like, just trying to get some ideas on things. Mm-hmm. And so I said, hey, what do you think about PESCO? And he's a welder. He's that guy. He's
right.
a welder. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, well, he goes, their shit works. And so I'm like, well, you got to give me more than that, man. So,
well, that says it all. Right.
He was super excited about, he was always happy when he showed up in the field. Mm-hmm. To like hook all this crap up, mm-hmm. and there's a piece of PESCO equipment sitting there.
Yeah,
that there was no retrofitting or figuring crap out. You know, he would have to figure a bunch of stuff out to like get this equipment to work at these sites. And PESCO, it didn't. That was not the case.
Right,
you just
plug it
in,
it works.
Hook it up, and it works. And so I always thought that would be the best commercial for PESCO. Mm-hmm. Just like a bunch of blue collar dudes, like their shit works.
That's right.
And then just finish it up with like the executive level guy, mm-hmm. you know, in the shirt and tie doesn't really work for here, but like polo shirt, you know, mm-hmm. polo shirt and khaki pants, and just like PESCO, our shit works.
Yeah.
I just think that would be a brilliant commercial. I want that commercial to be in the world.
Yeah.
And now it is.
That's right. You know, one day was walking by. We have outside inspectors who have to inspect all of our work and our, you know, because we have code vessels that we're building. And he was standing there looking at a unit, and I walked up and I stood next to him for a second. I said, "Hey, what? Everything okay?" And he goes, "Man, this is just beautiful. Your guys do beautiful work." You know, and I was like, "Thank you very much. We've got a talented team of people. And generations of people have worked for PESCO, so it's pretty cool to work there."
And Rhodes are cool people.
Yeah, they are.
I didn't know them personally, but we were just talking about that in the break, that my family has been connected to them professionally mm-hmm. for a while. My grandfather was an engineer with El Paso Natural Gas, and my father was, you know, a welder in the oil field, mm-hmm. and so I've just been kind of tied to the oil and gas industry here locally, and of course the Rhodes have been involved in that for a long time. So,
and it's a family of 400 plus people is the way we kind of look at it and the way we operate.
Yeah.
So.
Busy, must be Catholic. It's just busy.
Yes, that's right.
So that's the thing. Like, employees considered family.
Yeah, they really are.
That's, I don't know if they're Catholic or not.
I don't think they are.
I'm sorry, Kyle. I love you. And Jim, both of you.
They're great guys.
They really are. Yeah.
And fun to work for. We have fun every day. I mean, we've got our challenges all the time, but, you know, there's not a day where we're not laughing and giving each other a hard time.
You know, I think that's important. Like, businesses that take themselves too seriously, mm-hmm. that just... I, that's not That's not unnoticed to me, and I know that we're about 46 minutes. Julie's doing
keep
things.
Keep watching the clock.
I know, it's like, what I do. I can't help
that's
it.
That's my job.
I have my own shows. I'm just used to this. I'm used to watching three different cameras and making sure that they're on and the microphones and the whole thing. I just can't help it. It's what I do, Julie. At the same time that I'm trying to map out a route and know that by the end of the different turns that I take, it's going to be an hour for me to drop them back off the place I picked them up.
On Think Tank?
Boom! Yes, on Ken's Think Tank.
I wouldn't know. I've never been invited to be on Ken Collins' Think Tank.
What?
Never.
What would you talk about?
See.
Mm-hmm. We need a topic. We see what I'm saying? Bruise on the forehead.
Yeah. She thumped you pretty hard there.
She did, yeah. Yeah.
It's abuse. You need a witness?
I said 46 earlier. It was 26.
I think I would have some backup over here.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't matter, though. Nothing will help.
So we haven't trashed women at all? We made a few references, but that was it.
They'll never
I think we're doing pretty good.
It's fine. We're safe. Yeah, that's right. Totally safe. This is a male show, Julia.
I'm going to commercial.
You're
going to
pay bills? Let's pay bills.
No, I'm just bored.
Don't touch that dial. Or anything else for that matter. David and Ken are going to break for just a couple of minutes.
I'm Celeste. I'm a bartender at Traeger's Bar here in Farmington. Our hours are Wednesday through Saturday, 4 to 11 on Wednesday and Thursday, and then 4 to midnight on Friday and Saturday. We usually have live music on the weekends. We're always doing something. We've got somebody here, or, you know, we're just having a good time. So, website is traegersbar.com. Here at Traeger's, it's always pinkies down, thumbs up.
Whether buying or selling, our experienced realtors at Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Golden Door are here to help. Come see us in beautiful downtown Farmington, New Mexico at 228 West Main Street. Check us out at goldendoorfarmington.com or give us a call at 505-325-4153.
InterWest Concepts is the proud producer of wonderful podcasts like Male Encounters of the Life Kind, The Glow Up Chronicles, and the flagship that started it all, The General's Wake Up Call. From TV and radio production to assisting with your next podcast idea, InterWest can do it all. To find out how to become a part of the family, head on over to our webpage,
interwestconcepts.com.
Now that wasn't too long, was it? On with the show.
So what is this show that ripped you guys off? What was it called?
I don't know. No one's ever really heard of it, so I'm not worried about it, actually.
Female Encounters?
It was something about girls. It was like some girly thing.
Yeah. Well, it that's can't be as funny discussed. As your show.
No, it's not possible. Yeah. I mean, no. I looked
it's
into
not as boring.
I looked into it one time, and they were struggling to come up with half of the downloads that we get, and so I just really...
Well, struggle is real, huh?
Struggle is Come on, Julie.
No,
come
she's
on,
so Julie. Kind to run the board for us.
I know.
Because we're not smart enough to do it. That's the truth of it.
I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it again on mic. I've said it more than once on mic. I still have this image in my head. Mm-hmm. Julie walking into this bar.
Oh, my God.
Slow motion.
In slow motion. Mm-hmm. I know that it was in slow motion because that's how I see it in my head. So she walked in slow motion in this badass biker jacket and her sunglasses like she owned the place or that she was going to kill everyone in it. Mm-hmm. Either one. It doesn't matter. It's the same thing. So that's how she walked in. That's how I see you. That's how I see you, Julie.
That's not a bad image.
Right?
I don't mind that at all.
That's why I take shots at you constantly, because I know that you're just a cyborg. You'll be able to take it. You'll be able to take it. It's totally fine.
You can take it. I can take it. 10
Don't
more
bite
minutes.
Your tongue. Just say it.
10 more minutes.
This is the male show.
So what do you want to talk about?
What do we want to talk about? I don't know. What advice you have for men?
What advice do I have for men? Yeah. Just give up, man. You're not going to win. You're not going to win. Stop fighting.
I'll okay, regardless of winning or not, mm-hmm. never give up.
Right, right.
That's part of the... It's part of what makes this shit funny.
Yeah.
We might not win, but we're going to say all the shit we need to say right before we're murdered.
That's right. So,
that's how we're going out.
Go out in a blaze of glory.
Yeah, that's it right there.
Or as the Fonz used to say, live fast, die young, leave a good-looking corpse, right?
Right.
Too late for me.
Yeah, it's too late for me, too. David always says he has a voice... His mother said he had a voice for radio.
Face for radio.
A face for radio.
Yeah.
That's it. He has a face for radio. I have a voice for video.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah. I don't have the radio voice. I try to do it, the phone number thing, which apparently we're not giving out anymore.
He told us not to.
We may or may not be changing phone numbers.
What you guys do with the phone number? Just have people call in?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want an anti-fan.
Ah.
I know you're out there. I've said something.
And they just criticize
Julie's
you?
She's raising her hand.
Just somebody who just calls to criticize? Are you not in a relationship
right
now?
You can call and say whatever you want. I don't understand. I thought you were in a relationship. Actually, she's a cheerleader. It's kind of badass.
Mm, very good.
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. That's why I'm still with her.
Mm-hmm. Still have the... outfit?
If she does, I've not seen it. I don't think she ever... You know what? I'm buying the cheerleader outfit.
There you go.
Thank you.
That's the thing. Randy. You're welcome. You're welcome.
I'm buying that.
She'll probably appreciate it. She'll think it's a great idea.
Totally,
you know what? You should buy it for her for Christmas.
That is the only Christmas present she's getting this year.
The
cheerleader outfit. She'll enjoy it.
That's right.
Because I want her to. See how subtle those are, Julie?
I thought maybe it was a Catholic schoolgirl outfit that you were looking for.
No,
that's a possibility too.
I mean, that's a whole other thing. That's a little disturbing, that one is. But I'm okay with it. Conceptually, I'm okay with it. We'll have to see. I might as well buy one. I'll buy a Catholic schoolgirl outfit.
You should?
For a birthday.
You probably look
good
in it.
It's 1 month later. Yeah. So, I would look good in it. That's a picture. That's a picture no one needs to see. What did I just say? I saw something on social media somewhere. It was the reverse stripper. Like I think it would be a good reverse stripper. Like, I'll come on the stage with no clothes on, and people could start paying me
to put them
back on.
Yeah, that's
yeah, that'll work, right? We need a reverse strip joint in Farmington. What do you think, Julie? Is that a business idea?
No.
Partners?
No. No, I'm sorry.
Be one time only. Everything is one time only. One time only.
Start an old people's soccer league and have you be goalie.
I'm still kind of badass.
Are you?
Yeah.
You didn't ask me what sports I played.
What sports did you play? Softball?
No, they didn't have girls softball when I was in high school. They didn't have soccer either. Here.
Golf.
I grew up here.
I'm trying to think. I have no idea.
No, I did track in junior high.
Oh, track, yeah.
And then in high school, it was volleyball and basketball. You do know how tall I am, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. I did the high jump in junior high.
Cool.
I did that, said that, didn't I? High jump.
High jump.
Okie slips out every now and then.
I did track. I didn't do great in track. I was more built for soccer, and here's why.
What did you do in track?
I tried to run. Didn't work. I have tiny little legs. I'm like
5'11",
6", somewhere in there. I'm like right in there. I don't really know how tall I am. But my legs are the legs of... Well, Jerry's 5-something. She's shorter than me. She comes up to my chin, but her legs are just as long as my legs
are. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So I have short little legs and this long upper body, and that's really awesome for changing direction.
Yeah.
Like you've been doing soccer. Yeah. So I did really well in that. Track, not so much. I ran my little heart out. Now I was lost. Yeah. So I did track. I tried it. I just couldn't do it. I tried the high jump. Couldn't do that either. I failed. I failed. That's what you were trying to get me to say, Linda. I've totally failed.
Not at all.
Totally, not at all. Totally failed in track. But soccer, I got it. Yeah. I'm in coaching. Well, I haven't been coaching lately. I need to coach. You know what? Oh, my God. Chase. Chase Silseth.
Mm-hmm.
What is he on now? The Angels. I think it's Angels. He's
oh,
in,
really?
He's pro. Baseball
oh,
player
wow.
now.
Wow.
Yeah. So
oh,
yeah.
That Chad's son?
California Angels.
Yes. And he's pitching. He's doing, like, super good.
Oh, wow.
I can't take any credit for that because I coached him in soccer. But well, I just have to say, like, when he was little, like, he was around eight, somewhere in there, he was so competitive. Wow. Oh, my God. Like, he was super competitive. And he was really, really good. And we kept pulling him because, I mean, he's 8 years old, and the league told us we weren't supposed to keep score, which I still think is a bunch of crap. But anyway, we weren't supposed to keep score, and so they're always like, who's winning? Who's winning? I'm like, seriously, you guys suck at math because you're obviously winning by a lot. Mm-hmm. A lot. And that's why I'm pulling you out of your position, and I'm sticking you in some other position that you have never even heard of before, mm-hmm. because we need to give this other team... We don't need to destroy their entire reason right. for living. We need to maybe let them score one? I don't know. But yeah, so when I was coaching soccer, he was on the team.
Mm-hmm.
And he was oh, wow. badass then.
And now he's a professional baseball
super cool
player.
Baseball player.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and so I had everything to do with that, obviously. As his 8-year-old soccer coach.
Maybe you spurred that competitive nature.
I don't really think I spurred anything. He was like already, he showed up competitive, man. Mm, wow. Like, he brought it. Mm. Yeah.
So let me ask you a question, if yeah. I may. What do you both think of participation trophies?
I hate it.
Me too.
I hate it. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I get, here's the thing. My brain works in two different ways. I get the overall idea of that kind of thing, but I think it's a replacement for parenting. That's what I think it's for.
Mm-hmm.
It's a replacement for parenting. Where the parent sits their child down and says, hey, honey, I mean, you don't win everything all the time. You just got to give it a little bit more. You got to try a little bit more. You got to try something different. Maybe this is not your thing,
exactly.
You know? But that's what I think it's for. It's replacement for parenting, and it's destroying the competitive nature of people.
Mm-hmm.
To the point to where just because you're involved in something doesn't mean you deserve to get anything out of it.
Right.
And that's what's happening.
And I think that the world is kind of, success is defined as competence. And competence takes effort and practice and determination and all those things that help you succeed in life. And
failure.
If you get a reward for just showing up, it kind of diminishes the reward.
Where's the incentive to try harder or to work harder, practice?
Today I was walking in the shop and somebody told me, hey, you know, this guy's kind of feeling down. Could you give him a compliment? And I said, well, what has he done really well lately? Because I don't just give out compliments, you know.
Right.
And they gave me an example of something he'd done. So I thought, okay, that's great. And so I gave him a genuine compliment saying, hey, I appreciate you working on this for us. That really helps the organization, helps the company out. And so I don't like to give out even compliments to people unless they've really kind of demonstrated competence in something or gone above and beyond, because everybody can show up and just do their job. But
you know,
people who do more, I want them to know how much I appreciate it. But it's genuine.
I heard somebody else say this. So it's not my original thought, but I agree with it so much. It was somebody ranting. It said that... Julie's putting fingers in my face again. I love it. Just bring the fingers to me. So this guy was saying that you know, we have a whole crew of people. It's not a generational thing because it goes across generations, but there are people who are like, I show up to work on time every day. I do my job, but, and they want a trophy for that. Mm-hmm. They want a trophy for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or they want some kind of kudos for that. No, that's the minimum requirements for you to keep your job and not be fired, you loser.
Right.
So if you want some kind of compliment, step it up.
Right.
Step it up. Bring something different. Just showing up on time and doing the things that you were told that you're supposed to do in order to get the money that we're paying you,
Right. Yeah, that you positions
you for success. You get no compliment
for that.
The compliment is we actually paid you this time. Right. So there's your, there it is. You got a paycheck. Feel grateful
we
for that
fired
one.
You. That's a compliment.
We haven't fired you. Yeah. I mean, those are compliments. There's your compliment. If you want something more than that, bring it.
One of the things I'll do with guys is that work for us is I'll my compliment to them is, it doesn't suck. And they know that's my highest compliment right there. So.
Well, this show did, so I'm gonna put it to bed. So, last words. You told me to bring it.
You had to wait till the very end.
Yeah, well, you know, I like to have the last word. Famous last words. Anything.
Famous last words. What are some famous last words?
Hey, watch this.
No, wait.
Hold my beer.
That's it. Hold my beer and watch this. That's it. That's the last word. Go. Wait, I've got a whiskey. Hold my whiskey and watch this. Watch this, Julie. Seriously. Watch.